blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Working 9 to 5, y'all. We're all doing it. And we have our friends this morning with us from Austin Avant Health 65 Plus. Love these folks and what they're doing for our community. And today, of course, we have our friend Dawn is here. Dawn Dorman, who is the Community Relations Specialist for the organization. And she has a special guest with her. Dr. Brandon McElroy is here. So nice to see both of you.
Good morning. Nice Hi. To see you, too.
I just want you to know the doc picked this song. I said, oh, we can get some Dolly Parton this morning.
He wishes he could just work 9 to 5.
Oh, well, I can see a physician probably would want to have that as a theme song for sure.
Right.
Well, it's more like 8 to midnight or
whenever.
Whenever. Exactly. So good morning to you. Welcome to the show. It's always great to have you here.
Good
and
morning.
Lots going on in the month of November.
It is. November is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. So Dr. McElroy is going to talk about that a little bit. I'm going to kind of start us off, talk about our clinics that we have here in Pensacola. We have two clinics, one on East 9 Mile and one in the Bellevue area. So I'll just start off by giving you those phone numbers. 850-558-4665 is our 9 Mile location, and then 850-558-4670 is our Bellevue location. And I'll just start off by telling you a little bit about our clinics. You know, you walk in, you're going to see a big community room. You're going to see a fitness center. You're going to see our wonderful ladies at the front desk that's going to greet our patients by name. So it's really a very welcoming community atmosphere whenever you walk in. And at Austin Avant Health 65 Plus, we've really created a unique care model that's specifically designed for the healthcare needs of our seniors 65 and older. And we're driven by a strong commitment. And that commitment is we help our patients live their best lives by building trusting relationships through compassionate, proactive care. And ultimately, that means that we empower older adults in the community to live healthy, fulfilling, and independent lives. And we have a great comprehensive program that provides customized primary care. We have social and wellness offerings, talking about that community room. And it's all in one location, and that's both at our 9 Mile location and our Bellevue location. And their clinics are really designed specifically for the unique needs and interests of older adults. And in designing these clinics, we really focused on the color of the walls, the types of floors, all of the unique care offerings that center around our patients who are 65 and older. And the benefits extend beyond medical to include opportunities for patients to participate in activities that match their interests and lifestyles. And we'll talk about those a little bit as we go along. We have cooking demonstrations. We do painting, chair exercise, bingo, line dancing, and so much more. And our wraparound team is designed to help patients achieve their health goals. And that includes our primary care doctor, social worker, care coordinator, patient access team members, and of course our nurses. And we're here to support you now with more than just medical care. Our, like I mentioned before, the social and wellness activities, like the group fitness. We do Ageless Grace at both of our clinics. That class has grown. Folks are out having a great time doing some seated exercise. And then, of course, our card games, lots of crafting, line dancing, rock painting, canvas painting.
Fun.
Yes,
like a lot
all
of fun.
Kinds of fun. So we have a great time.
Okay, that sounds great. So what are some of the clinic's unique features specifically for, I think one of the things for older folks is that social isolation.
Yes.
So I know you do a lot to help people connect and
we
have community
do.
Engagement.
Yeah, so our community room really is, the focus is to combat that social isolation. Mm-hmm. Get folks out of their homes, be with like-minded people, meet new friends. And really community engagement and social connections, they play a crucial role in promoting healthier, happier aging. And staying socially active, it helps combat that loneliness and depression. It enhances cognitive function. It encourages physical activity. And by participating in community groups or maybe volunteer activities, some of the folks may volunteer at different places or simply maintaining regular contact with friends and family that can foster a supportive environment that really enriches the lives of our seniors. And at Ochsner Navan Health 65 Plus, we've created that variety of social activities specifically for seniors. I mentioned before the chair exercise class. We do that every Monday at 9 Mile at 10 a.m. and then every Wednesday at the Bellevue location at 10 a.m. And it's a great way to meet new friends, do a little bit of an exercise, feel great. The line dancing, that's a lot out. Of fun. No, it's so much fun. We have a great
group.
That's
without the chairs, right?
That is without the chairs, yes. Now, you can sit in the chair if you want to, but that is without the chairs.
Something about chair exercise that really appeals to me.
Oh, I'm telling you, people love it.
It's not easy. It's more involved than you think.
From the doc, I'm like, oh, I know.
I did one. You get a good workout.
Okay. Yes, right. You do.
I believe you.
We're gonna tell you do as much as you can. It's you don't have to do everything the instructor does, but as much as you can. But then the crafting workshops. You know, we have a great group of crafters that come in every single month, and they're all really that nourishes the mind and the spirit. We host regular social gatherings. We have educational seminars, and each activity is crafted with the intention of not only engaging our seniors, but also fostering that deep, meaningful connection among them. So many folks have made so many new friends coming in, get to know each other. Then before you know it, they're going to lunch, they're going to dinner, they're hanging out on the weekends, going to the movies, whatever it may be. So it's a great way to meet those new friends. And we've seen an increase in the physical activity levels, and equally important, these gatherings have ignited a sense of joy and belonging among the participants, and really that enhances their overall quality of life.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so now, how is this care model that you're talking about different from, let's say, a regular primary care?
Yeah, so this is really exciting because our doctors get to spend an extended amount of time with our patients when they come in. So every patient receives a care plan that's as unique as they are. Our patients are really the stars of the show. These plans, which include routine checkups and management of chronic diseases, they're developed through a collaborative process, and that is involving the patient and our multidisciplinary team of healthcare professionals. And we recognize the importance of creating that strong relationship between the patients and the providers. And I'll tell you, I didn't mention this before, but we actually have fitness classes where the doctors actually work out with our patients twice a week.
And I would buy a ticket to that.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4 o'clock at 9 Mile location. Yeah. So that really strengthens that bond between the patient and the doctor. And it gives the patients the opportunity. Oh, well, these doctors are practicing what they're preaching. They're out here working out with us. But our extended consultations really are a staple of the personalized care on which we pride ourselves. And unlike your typical doctor's appointments, which may be rushed in and out, you don't really feel like you get to spend that time. But our sessions give the physicians ample time to really discuss the patient's concerns, review their health history, and then collaboratively plan that health journey with that patient. And that's one of the things, you might walk into your doctor's appointment. They've got, okay, you do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. Our doctors are going to sit and listen to you and talk through that plan. And if that plan isn't something really that works out for you, then you can have another conversation with that doctor and figure out a different plan that's going to work best for you, because we want to make sense for both you and the doctor and help you guys achieve those goals that you're setting out to achieve. And really, this approach allows for a more thorough exploration of the patient's conditions and treatment options, really ensuring that they feel heard and valued.
That's pretty terrific.
It is.
Okay, so now coming up, it looks like we've got National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month this month, and we talked about it a little bit before we went on the air.
Yes.
So the doctor is here, I think, to give us some clarification, I hope, and maybe some hope.
Yes, some hope for those memory lapses we were talking
about. Yes. Because I asked him straight up. I was like, okay, you got to tell me, am I okay? Am I going to be okay? So let's talk about that. Good morning to you. We're here with Dr. Brandon McElroy. McElroy.
Yes.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your path to working at Ochsner here in Pensacola, inspiration, education, what led you to work?
for?
Became a doctor mostly because I did well in school and figured why not use that to help people. So,
nice.
You know, became a doctor. I did most of my schooling in Tennessee, so I did my undergrad in Knoxville.
Oh.
UT.
Okay.
I guess I should say Go Vols.
Yeah, my whole family, extended family's in Tennessee. A lot of them are in Tennessee. Yeah. Big Vols fans. Yeah. So.
Then I went to the other side of the state for medical school in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I did my residency training in internal medicine at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Worked around for a little bit. Most recently worked in Virginia for about 6 years and then moved here over the summer. And I've been at Ochsner 65 Plus for about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah,
so
excellent.
I'm the freshest on the
yes,
team.
Yes, excited to have him here. So he's got an open panel. So, you know, if anybody's looking for primary care doctor, absolutely give us a call. So today we're talking about National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. So what does that mean for our seniors?
So November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. It's a time for heightened awareness about Alzheimer's disease and to show support for the more than 6.2 million Americans living with it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia in older adults. To kind of clarify the way that the nomenclature for this is, dementia is kind of a broad umbrella term, and there's multiple different subtypes that fall within that. And the most common one, and the one we're going to be discussing today, is Alzheimer's.
And I've been curious because those two words are thrown around together a lot, and it is confusing.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the difference
was. Yeah, well, so what would you say the difference for a layman, what the difference would be?
People tend to use them kind of interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
The major distinguishing factor is Alzheimer's disease tends to be like a problem with memory specifically.
Mm-hmm.
The other types of dementia can affect other kind of big domains in our cognitive function, language, things like muscle memory,
mm-hmm. movement,
social function, executive function. And Alzheimer's is primarily begins with that memory component.
Okay. So what are some of the signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's disease?
So, like I mentioned, usually people they don't really have trouble remembering things from the remote past, like
mm-hmm.
a long time ago. Like
uh-huh.
like grandma can remember, you know, a Christmas present she opened 50 years ago. But the more recent events is what people will tend to have trouble remembering. They may begin to repeat themselves or not recall a conversation with a family member. They may notice misplacing things more frequently. They need more help with familiar tasks like operating the remote or balancing their checkbook. They might get lost while driving. Over time, people can show decreased judgment and become more impulsive or vulnerable to scams. And that's more of the kind of executive function portion
mm-hmm.
of this. So not just the memory. Eventually, people can lose track of what year it is. They're not able to recognize their surroundings. We call that orientation. Their sleep cycle can become disrupted. Often, the cognitive changes can be accompanied by mood changes like anxiety and depression. And people begin to seem to withdraw or become irritable.
Okay, we are talking to our friends with Ochsner Devant Healthcare 65 Plus. If you've got a question for our expert panel, our experts are here. Dawn is here as well as Dr. Brandon McElroy talking this morning about Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So if you have a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. So I guess the big question is, so how do I know if I'm at risk?
So the biggest risk factor, we have modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors. So there's things that you can't really change about yourself that
mm-hmm.
increase your risk. One of those is age. You can't do anything about your age. And the older we get, the higher the risk is. I read a statistic that said that the prevalence of Alzheimer's disease, it doubles for every 5 years over the age of 65.
Wow.
So it's a very big and it's a growing problem within like the community at large in the United States, at least. So most people with the disease are over the age of 65. The other kind of non-modifiable risk factor is your family history. Mm-hmm. Patients who have a first-degree relative, so a parent or a sibling, with Alzheimer's disease or Alzheimer's dementia, that increases your risk as well.
Okay, so I'm sitting here thinking. I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, the different things and the different signs.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about early intervention and, you know, how can we screen for this? What can we do to be preventative and to take care of ourselves and have that awareness that I might be a person that could be a possible candidate?
Yeah. So early intervention is important to get the resources that you and caregivers need. It's crucial because it maximizes treatment options. It can help slow the progression of disease and to manage symptoms. It also allows for proactive planning to improve the quality of life for both the individual and their caregiver or family. There's also newer drugs that have been developed that can actually change the actual course of the disease, so identifying it early and getting that can be really help. It enables people to get access to care, make crucial decisions about future care, and find support services, leading to greater independence for longer periods of time. We have a care model that fosters strong patient and care team relationships. We have a proactive approach to care. This is at Ochsner 65 plus, which tends to lend itself to incorporating important screenings specific to people age 65 and older. So it's not just coming in and I've got a complaint of memory. We are doing active screenings on all of our patients. When you have your initial intake, we do those screenings and then we do them annually. So they helps to detect health conditions early when treatment is most effective, reduces the risk of complications, and improves long-term outcomes. And it powers individuals with knowledge about their health status.
Okay, so these health screenings are very, very important. What do they entail?
So the cognitive screenings, they serve as a valuable tool for in identifying early signs of memory issues, confusion, and other cognitive impairments that may impact daily life.
Mm-hmm.
One of the initial screenings that we do is called a mini cog.
Okay.
And we can kind of consider that as like your cognitive vital signs. So kind of like your blood pressure and your heart rate.
Right.
This is our annual assessment of your cognitive function. So it's a 3-minute screening test used to assess cognitive function in older adults, and it identifies a potential cognitive impairment. It consists of a 3-word recall test and a clock drawing test, and those are scored to determine the likelihood of dementia. And if you have a score that's low enough, it might warrant more in-depth evaluation, and additional things like reviewing medications for potential side effects, because you may not even have a true cognitive dysfunction. There's a lot of things that we consider like confounders that may not be true dementia and more so just something else that might be contributing to it. So medication side effects, checking your hearing and vision, other health problems like hypo or hyperthyroidism, and then mental health, because depression can a lot of times mimic or worsen existing memory problems.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. So then sometimes the medications possibly for depression could also be affecting you. Would that be true?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. Yeah. All medications have side effects. So, you know, reviewing your list of medications is something you should do with your doctor every visit. And, you know, taking away those things that really aren't helping anymore and may actually be hurting is very important.
Okay. So how is Alzheimer's disease diagnosed?
So when you see your doctor, there's not one test that can diagnose with 100% certainty the Alzheimer's disease. It's diagnosed through a series of clinical tests and evaluations. So first, your doctor has to rule out other conditions that can impact the brain. They'll usually order a brain scan like an MRI or a CT scan and look for previous strokes, scarring on the brain, brain tumors, and other problems with the actual brain tissue that have nothing to do with Alzheimer's and may actually be a treatment that would be completely different from what we would normally do for Alzheimer's. In the early stages of Alzheimer's disease, the CT and the MRI, they're often normal. So, you know, don't be surprised if you get a normal test, even though you do have Alzheimer's. Sometimes the brain will show mild shrinkage or atrophy. In some instances, this is usually done by specialists like neurologists. You'll get a PET scan, which basically looks for areas of the brain that have a decreased level of functioning and may pinpoint Alzheimer's or another type of dementia that's happening. They'll order blood levels, blood work to check for vitamin levels. They will ask about factors that interfere with cognition, such as stress, regular pain, poor sleep, and side effects from medication. They also do a physical and a neurological examination. If other causes have been ruled out, or if your mind's problems are continuing, the gold standard for determining whether somebody has dementia is something called neuropsychiatric testing. This mm-hmm. is a specialized testing where they do kind of a battery of tests, and they conduct in-depth cognitive tests to determine if any areas of your thinking are falling below the normal range or for someone your age. They may evaluate things like the other cognitive domains that I mentioned, attention, memory, language, visuospatial skills, problem solving, and social and emotional functioning to see if there's a pattern that scores it consistent with Alzheimer's disease. And it also kind of helps to diagnose different types of dementia that might be, you know, playing a role here. They almost provide recommendations about what to expect and what you can do about it.
Okay. So we only have a few minutes left. So maybe the question then comes down to when should I talk to someone about my symptoms? What's normal and what's not?
So that's a difficult question to answer. One rule of thumb that we tend to use is that if the patient is mentioning the memory and it's simple things like, you know, forgetting why you walked into a room, where'd you place your keys, things like that, that's less concerning mm-hmm. most of the time. It's when family pulls you aside and says, hey, you know, I have conversations with my mom, you know, 8 times a day and we're saying the same things over and over again. It's really when the family starts to notice it. That's when it's, you know, a little bit of a red flag. Hey, we should probably do something about this.
All right, doctor. So what advice do you have for people as they age?
So as you age, you know, really the best thing to do is to make sure, I mean, and this is, I'm going to say this, exercise, eat healthy, don't smoke, don't drink alcohol, stay active, challenge your brain, do those crossword puzzles.
I was going to say, do those help really? Those board games and things like that?
It's just like your muscles, you know, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Okay.
So, you know, stay social, stay connected to community. Try to combat that isolation that we all face as we get older.
Well, this is a fascinating topic. I'm so glad you brought this in. And November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. So we're talking with our friends with Oscar Navant Health 65 Plus. You're a comprehensive care model that I just think is a fabulous program that you have at both of your clinics.
Absolutely.
So tell people how they can reach you, where you are, so we can get that information in before we go.
Absolutely. So you can call us, follow us on Facebook, find us online. So I'm going to give you some information. Grab your pen, have it handy. We've got 2 clinics in Pensacola. Call us 9-MILE-850-558-4665. Our Bellevue location, 850-558-4670. Find us online, Oshner, that's OCHSNER.org/65Pensacola. Follow us on Facebook, that's Oshner 65 Plus Pensacola. Or if you're specifically wanting to sign up or RSVP for one of our events, that, by the way, no cost to the community, you can just RSVP, come in, have a great time. That's oshner.org/65universityevents. Stop by, take a tour. We will tour you through the entire clinic, meet our staff, our doctors if they're available. 9 Mile location, 1095 East 9 Mile Road, and our Bellevue location, 5998 Mobile Highway.
Okay, excellent. So what are your hours at the locations?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
8 to 5. So you can just walk in if you want to.
You can just walk in. If you want to get on our mailing list, you'll get a postcard of all of our fun events in the mail. Give us a call, 850-558-4665. 850-558-4670 for Bellevue.
Okay, just got a text in at the last minute.
Okay.
What type of insurance do you accept?
Insurance, yes. So Oshner Navant Health 65 Plus, we accept traditional Medicare and then all of the Humana Medicare Advantage plans. Get lots of questions about TRICARE for Life, we do accept TRICARE for Life because Medicare, traditional Medicare, is your primary. Just want to let you guys know AEP is going on October 15th through December 7th.
That's the annual enrollment
period. check with your agents.
All right. Thank you so much, Don Dorman, and also Dr. Brandon McElroy with Osher Navant Health 65 Plus. This half hour flew by, but I found it so informative and appreciate you bringing in this topic about Alzheimer's.
Thank
it concerns
you.
All of us. So thank you both so much.
Thank you.